from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the U.S.-Mexico border is now closed to migrants seeking asylum now that Donald Trump is back in the White House. Refugee admissions are also set to be suspended, leaving little recourse for people looking to migrate to the U.S. An app that had allowed asylum seekers to schedule an appointment at a legal port of entry is no longer in service. An Asbury Park man is convicted of kidnapping an 11-year-old girl off the street nearly 2 years ago.
A Monmouth County jury found 30-year-old Raquan Folk guilty of kidnapping, as well as both the luring of and endangering the welfare of a child. Prosecutors say in May 2023, Folk convinced the girl to get into his vehicle and drove her to a neighboring town where the victim managed to flee for help before she was assaulted. Folk faces up to 30 years in prison for the kidnapping conviction alone. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Detectives continue to look for the person who shot and killed a 15-year-old girl inside a car in Jersey City and injured her relative. Hudson County authorities say they found 15-year-old Sienna Lee and a 37-year-old relative with bullet wounds inside a car in Oak Street by MLK Drive this past Saturday evening. Lee was pronounced dead at the hospital. It's unclear if she was a target. She was part of a targeted shooting. She was reportedly a student at Lincoln High School. This portion of the news is made possible by Parks Casino. This is how you win. Coming to the Excite Center inside Parks Casino, Richard Kind from Curb Your Enthusiasm on January 24th and country artist Cole Swindell on February 7th. Visit parkcasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. The 10 candidates fighting to become the next governor of New Jersey will soon take the debate stage.
Rider University will host two debates in early February for the individuals hoping to replace Governor Phil Murphy, who will finish his second term at the start of 2026. The first debate is on Sunday, February 2nd, and will feature only the Democratic candidates. The next session on Tuesday, February 4th, will feature only Republicans. The 2025 primary is scheduled for June 10th. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. The cold snap continues, but seasonal bye-bye the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Temperatures in the teens would be totally typical this time of year in Caribou, Maine, for example. But here in New Jersey, we're running 20 plus degrees below normal for one more day. Early clouds giving way to sunshine. High temperatures only reaching the upper teens to around 20 today. Tonight, it's going to be cold. Partly cloudy skies. Lows around 10. Tomorrow, a little bit better, a little bit warmer with sun and clouds. We'll reach into the upper 20s. And Friday, we have a shot at above freezing temperatures, barely sunny skies and highs in the lower 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Currently, it is 10 degrees in Belvedere. It's 17 degrees in Old Bridge. Burlington is 14. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5 and weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not keeping you warm, leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, or do you have not enough hot water? Call Guaranteed Service today and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.